Okay, great.
So as we do in most of the meetings that we participate together, we're going to do a centering exercise. I don't know if you remember that we did, oh, it was actually 2 years ago, so maybe you don't remember this. I'm going to try some 4-7-8 breathing. And the idea of obviously centering is just to, you know, invite us to get into our bodies a little bit and out of our head. As a guy, I tend to reside up there quite often.
Same.
And it's funny, you're a chiropractor, so I'm guessing that you're probably a little bit better at the feeling because there's some intuition with what mm-hmm. you do. It's not as much of a head thing as a full body thing. Would that be fair to say?
Yes and no. That's a loaded question.
All right. Well, we'll unzip that later. So, okay. So the 4-7-8 breathing is when you take four count on the inhale. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm just going to model, and then you hold it for 7, and then you slowly exhale for 8. So it's going to be like this: inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. A lot of the times we don't finish our exhale. So I'm going to invite you to do that. Do it 3 or 4 times. And then we're going to do this for 3 minutes just to really kind of get into our body. And then I'll interrupt you after about 3 minutes. But just do it 3 or 4 times and then just go to your regular breathing. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. I'll do it with you, by the way.
Okay.
I'm going to set my timer. All right. Let's go. All right. How'd that work for you?
Better.
Cool. You went through the sheet and watched the videos?
I did.
Nice. As I knew you would, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the way this is going to start is think of a situation, something that gets you triggered or juiced, or something that you feel like you've been stuck on for a while. And talk about it for a few minutes, and we'll try to come up with kind of like one out breath of where it is we want to focus. But, and if you know what it is right away with one out breath, that's fine. But sometimes it takes a little bit of, you know, monologue or dialogue to get there. So is there anything that's coming to you right now?
Something I've been working on recently is I've been hanging on to various resentments for whatever reason. So I have made a list of them. And I've kind of been working through that. It's ranges from past experiences, the way people have behaved, things that I do, a smattering of different people are involved. And I'm trying to, I have, I shouldn't say trying, it implies that I am consistently working on them, not, but I have worked, tried to take a look at that from a different lens, realize that whatever is pissing me off about it is my issue, mm-hmm. and trying to just let it go, because those resentments are occupying mental space and are requiring mental energy. And if I can just fucking let go of them, I'll be much better off.
Mm. So can you pick the juiciest of the resentments, or would you prefer to work on just generally your resentment of self or others doing whatever it is? I think it might be easier. I mean, you tell me to come up with maybe the one that's the most pattern, or the one that kind of gives you the most reactivity.
I would say probably the one that has the most recurring theme is going to be things that I'm holding against myself.
So self-judgment.
Yeah, self-judgment, or I'm still, well, I don't know. Can I explain it? And then maybe you tell me self-judgment. So I think it's like things have happened in the past. Instead of me being like, okay, fuck it, like, but that's what I did, get over it. Or this is where I'm at in my life, get over it. I'm still hanging on to the negative emotions. Is that judgment? I don't know.
I think it is, but I think it might be a better exercise to talk about what one of those criticisms of yourself is, or where you find yourself frustrated in regards to an action that you did before that you're either judging yourself that you should have moved on or not. Is there something specific that you're kicking yourself in the ass for?
I would say kind of just where I'm at in present day. And I have a tendency to look at the negatives as opposed to look at the positives.
Mm.
I always compare myself to what I want and why I'm not there, as opposed to being, well, yeah, but look already what I have accomplished, what I have become, what I am.
So just to try to see if we can kind of focus this in. So it would be, tell me if I'm wrong, criticism of yourself for comparing yourself to others. I don't want to make something up, so I want to make sure I get this right.
I would say criticism is spot on. I don't know. Well, let me elaborate. So it's like I'm 33, I'm single, I'm living with my sister. So it's like financially, I'm not where I want to be. Status, I'm not where I want to be. I don't have the practice I want yet. I don't have the relationship that I want. So I'm like critical of all four of those things and others. But
so I think it might be best to pick one, just because if we kind of get lost in a bunch of different things, it might be harder to kind of do some exploration, because that's all we're doing here. Is this is like a playground of exploration, and I'm not the expert. I'm going to go on this journey with you for the next half hour or 45 minutes. So
Okay.
So let's pick one of those things, whether it be relationship or where you're living or how much money you're making or any of those things.
Tough one, but let's talk about money.
All right. So if I were going to invite you to say your out-breath is you are sometimes in a reactive state or a threatened state when you think that you don't make as much money as you should, or you're not in the same place as others. Mm-hmm. That'd be okay. So in regards to that, so that sounds like a clean thing. Like this is about my relationship with how much money I make.
Yes.
Okay. Cause that's easier than talking about your sister and where you live and all that. So, cause there'll be plenty of other times to work on other stuff. So let's just do with that. So the one out breath, just to kind of restate, is I judge myself because I don't make enough money.
Yes.
Okay. So when you hear that, when you hear yourself saying that, would you say you're above or below the line?
And below.
Below. Okay. How do you know that?
I was at the retreat. And then when I was reviewing everything yesterday, I'm like, holy shit, I live my life below the line. Like, and sometimes I'm like I'm ashamed and embarrassed to say like how far below that line I feel I operate sometimes.
Right.
It's like, oh, wow. Okay.
So is there anything you can say? First of all, I believe you, and I think most of us live below the line, but it's all about, you know, awareness, having the awareness that you're below the line, which is kind of the first step towards some more awareness. But how do you know if you're below? How can you tell? And maybe it's from a thought, or maybe it's from a body awareness.
When you at the retreat, and then also when I was reviewing the video online, we're talking about how. What above the line looks like compared to what below the line looks like. When they were explaining, there were like several different adjectives they were using to describe above the line. I was like, nope, nope, nope. And then they were using adjectives below the line. And I was like, yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, got it. So it's more like it's sometimes easier to tell if you're below the line based upon when you hear how being above the line is described. And being above the line is you're open, you're curious, everything is happening for you, it's an opportunity for you to learn, that's above the line. Below the line means you're closed, you're defensive, you wanna be right, you're in a threatened state. So you connected when I described above and below, you heard all the aboves, said nope, 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 and then you heard the belows like yep, yep, yep.
Fair enough. Essentially, yeah.
So this is the interesting part of this process. Did you print out the three, the back of those three cards? All right, awesome. And just for a quick overview, victim means you're at the effect of some other thing. Villain means you're blaming. And hero means that there is some temporary solution, but it really doesn't get you very far. So this is, for me, honestly, the most challenging part of this process, because the idea, it's called the drama triangle, as we talked about on the retreat, and drama means big. So think about, like, if you were in a state where you had three or four beers or a few glasses of wine, or think of the people that are on the Jerry Springer show who are really kind of loud and big, and I know you well enough to know that you're very reserved in the same way I am, so this might be a little uncomfortable for you. It might not be, I don't know. But I'm going to give you 2 minutes or so to walk through the drama triangle. So when you are talking about, you know, being a victim at the effect of some other force that's doing this to you, you're going to hold up your victim card. And actually, I know you have these sides. You don't have the big side. You have these sides. And then when you start blaming people, I want you to hold up this. And you could even use it as you walk through the drama triangle. And the bigger that you make this, the more likely it is you might have some awarenesses as I ask you the next set of questions afterwards. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so like I said, this is, you want to make it big. And if you want, when I do this process, sometimes I stand up. You don't have to, but it's when I stand up, it gets me out of my head and a little bit more into my body. If you feel comfortable, sitting and doing it, that's fine too, but this is your opportunity to get as judgmental and blamey and victim-y as you can. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're up. It's your turn. Walk through it with me.
So pretty much list all the things that I am a victim of.
Instead of thinking about it, just start saying, this is fucking bullshit, and I should, and all that stuff. Like, let yourself go a little bit.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is some fucking bullshit, because what I pay myself is peanuts for what I'm actually doing. Like, I have this unbelievable, desirable passion. I'm passionate about what I want. Like, all I want to do is sit in my fucking adjusting room and adjust people and, like, change the lives of every fucking patient walking through the door. Like, where is a disconnect between the profound effects I'm having on people and the reward in a monetary sense from the service I am providing? I feel like it's difficult for me to wrap my mind around that, because it's like, fuck, man, like, I am changing. I'm literally changing the world. And it's like, you see other people, fucking pop stars.
Mm.
They glorify objectifying women, recreational drug use, and parties, and they're multimillionaires. They don't do anything for the benefit of mankind except.
I'm just going to hold up the card when you're walking on that part of the triangle, so that you're blaming pop stars for making a shitload of money. So when you see me hold up these cards, that's why I'm doing it, but keep on going.
Okay. So, but just keep going with the thought. Just roll.
Yeah. Stream of consciousness. No thoughts. Just throwing it out there.
Got it. Okay. Yes. Or other certain, bankers or, big business, they're fucking making unbelievable fucking sums of money on student loans. When it's like, I went to go to school to better my life, to actually make a difference in the world. And I'm getting these fucking unreal interest rates that are compounded daily, which is the only loan that's offered is compounded daily. And these bankers, these big execs sitting behind a desk, just fucking raking in the dough off of my hard labor. And I'm sitting here actually changing lives, increasing the function of the nervous system, changing adaptability, which biologically is the most fucking important thing, period, end of story. There's nothing more. You can't adapt. You can't live.
Right.
So what I'm doing, I'm literally fucking changing the world.
Mm.
One adjustment at a time for the better. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, what is occurring? Why is my waiting room not packed with standing room only from the time I open to the time I close 5 days a week?
Nice.
Why am I not so busy that I can't, I have to turn away patients. Because I'm like, hey, you know what? Sorry, I'm so fucking booked right now. I can't take you. Like, how awesome would that be?
All right, awesome. So thank you for doing that. Not sure how uncomfortable it was for you, but it's good just to be fucking blameful and just start letting it out, because, I know you well enough to know that you're reserved and kind and compassionate. So as guys, we don't get an opportunity often to just start blaming the world for our problems. So hopefully that helped out a little bit. So you spent a lot of time between victim and villain. We didn't get the hero. That's fine. You didn't need to. So the first question in this whole thing is, can you have the awareness? You had the awareness that you're below the line, right? You're like, you can just tell. The next one, which is kind of hard, at least sometimes hard for me, is acceptance. So can you accept yourself for being below the line? And I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not, but can you truly, from a full body, not from your head, but can you accept yourself for being judgmental or being constricted, for being closed off? Or can you not? Because either way, there's no wrong answer to that question. But so I guess the question is, Can you accept yourself?
That's difficult. That's difficult for me to accept myself whether I'm below the line. In a greater sense, I'm just having a tough time accepting myself, period. End of story. Let alone above or below the line, below the line for this.
Right. For this. So the question is, can you accept yourself for being in a threatened cell? If you can't accept yourself, I have a few other kind of like tosses to you. So the way I've been taught it, there's four A's in acceptance, and acceptance is the third one. The first one is can acknowledge. Can you acknowledge from your head that you're below the line?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So the second one is, can you allow for it? So allowing is a little bit more, it's one kind of step up from acknowledgement. Acknowledgement, like you just know it, but can you allow for it? Which basically means, can you invite it in to at least to be looked at?
Yes.
Okay. So the third one is, can you accept it? Can you accept that you are below the line in regards to your relationship with money and how much income you make?
Can I accept it? I cognitively understand that I need to accept it, because if I don't do any of this work, nothing's going to change.
Yeah. Got it. So then the last day, which we probably won't get to, which is, can you appreciate yourself for being below the line, which is a little tricky.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Okay. Fair enough. So here's a question. Are you willing to shift from below the line, which means that you're in a threatened state, to above the line, which means you're open and curious and willing to learn? So are you willing to shift from below to above?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the tricky part about the willingness. And I don't know if you remember this from the retreat, but...
Yeah, you got to be like 15 out of 15.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between being willing and wanting. I think it's fair to say
wanting.
Most human beings are want to go from below to above, but the willingness means, are you ready to do the work?
Yeah.
So I'll just ask you a few of these willingness questions, and you just give me your heart-centered answer as best you can. Are you willing to stop blaming yourself and others and take 100% responsibility?
I need to.
Are you willing to do it? I know you need to, but are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Are you willing to let go of being right about money? Are you willing to get more interested in learning than being right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you willing to feel all your authentic feelings?
Yes.
And what feelings would you identify that you have when it comes to your judgment about money? Which anger, sadness, fear, joy?
Creativity? All except joy.
What's it?
All except joy.
All except joy.
So those three.
Okay. Are you willing to shift from entitlement? Because in your triangle, I heard you say that, you know, I have, I'm changing people's lives, and these pop stars and these bankers are not doing anything. So I feel like there's some entitlement in there. So are you willing to shift from entitlement to appreciation about this issue?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to see that the opposite of your story is true? So your story is, I don't make enough money. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to see that the opposite of that statement might be true also?
The opposite being that I do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. This is a big one. This is the one that I struggle with, actually. Are you willing to let go of beliefs in scarcity? And are you willing to experience that you have enough of everything?
Yes, I am. I am terrible at that, but that is something that I have been working on.
Got it. Awesome.
I'm attempting to do it. I want to do it. I'm not good at it.
So this is good. So you said yes to everything, which is good. It's an opportunity for us to explore this a little bit. So I'm going to ask you questions, and I might ask them the same one to you more than one time. So, you know, once again, try your best to get out of your head if possible. And as best you could in this now moment, just give me your most authentic heart-centered responses.
Okay.
First question. From the past, this issue reminds me of?
From the past, my current financial issue reminds me of?
Yeah. I mean, you have a belief in scarcity. Is there anything that you can go back in the archives of Greg DeClark and think, this reminds me of this?
My entire life.
Anything more specific than that?
My entire money making life.
Got it.
I feel like it's always been that way.
Got it. Anything earlier than your professional life in regards to your relationship with money?
I was never really taught how to handle money. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a whole ton of experience with it, mm-hmm. on how to do it. I mean, like I learned on the fly, and then I'm just kind of like, I guess this is what I'll do with it, not knowing if it's good or bad, but just this is what I did with it. This right. is how I do it. This is how I handle it.
And is there any blame in there for not being taught as you were growing up?
Yeah. I mean, I want to blame my parents. Mm. Everything was taken care of for us. My parents were great. I mean, my dad always had a very well-paying job, and we fucking grew up on Easy Street, not having to worry about money ever. And he always had a lot of it. And mm-hmm. pretty much whatever we wanted to do, we did, and there was no issue with finances. Mm-hmm. Everything regarding money was essentially just taken care of behind the scenes.
And where did that put you as you started having to learn as an adult? Did that put you ahead of schedule or behind schedule because you never had to worry about it?
Behind, very much behind.
Gotcha. So, you know, just because we blame our parents for certain inadequacies doesn't mean we don't love them. So I first need to say that to you, because I, you know, obviously I have a good relationship with your mom.
Right.
But is, but can you say, I blame my parents for not giving me the tools to manage money? Only if that feels right to you.
Yeah, I can say that.
Okay. And when you think of that thought, that blame, can you connect that to an emotion?
Anger and fear.
Nice. Awesome. And is there any place in your body that you feel that you said anger and fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any place in your body where you might be able to feel that, the anger and the fear that you have for your parents in regards to that?
Like location on my body?
Yes.
Chest.
Chest. Awesome. And what does it feel like? Can you describe it for me?
Like a cinching.
Nice. So my invitation to you right now, in this now moment, as best you can, just take a breath into your chest and try to think of it in terms of acceptance. Can you breathe into your chest and accept that feeling?
Accept the actual physical feeling?
Yep. And all the baggage that came with that feeling.
Okay.
So I see you're in your head right now, which is fine. That's where I live most of my time. Put your hand on your chest and just give yourself, just pause. Just pause. Invite you to close your eyes and just take a breath into that fear and that anger. So keep your hand on your chest, and I'm going to ask you the next question. I keep this issue about money going by blank.
As of recently, just doing what I keep doing.
Which is?
Bumping along, not really seeking out how to manage it.
Mm.
Repeating patterns.
Mm. I'm going to ask you one more time. Just try to get out of your thinking head. I keep this issue going by blank.
Not facing the fear or the anger.
I keep this issue going by blank. These are all right answers, by the way. It's not like I'm seeking an answer. They're all right, but just keep keep digging if you can.
I keep this going by staying angry and fearful about it. Instead of letting it go or doing something else, I just hang on to it.
Yeah, and I think the first step is accepting the anger and the sadness.
That's right. I don't do that.
Right, okay. What I get from keeping this issue going about money is blank.
What I get is perpetual fear, perpetual anger, perpetual resentment. Mm. Which is not constructive. Mm.
What I get from keeping this issue going is blank. What else do you get?
My current financial scenario. Mm. What I keep getting the same thing that I have been getting, because I'm doing the same thing that I have been doing.
Right. This is a big one. The lifelong pattern I'm noticing about money is blank. The lifelong pattern. And it might not even be about money at this point. Maybe it's about judgment or blame. Like, you can insert a different word. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the surfacey money, because I do think that the money is kind of the surface of something underneath it, which is blame or judgment or criticism of parents or others or whatever. So the lifelong pattern I'm noticing is?
I focus on my problems. I ruminate about my problems instead of letting them go. So I was trying to fix them. They're there. Okay, let's just ignore them. Mm.
The lifelong pattern I'm noticing is?
I don't let things go. Even when I try and fix or learn new tactics or learn new ways to go about it, I still resort back to old habits.
And then finally, the final question is, and remember, we went through the willingness questions and you said you're willing to do all this. I can take 100% responsibility for this issue by. I can take 100% responsibility for this issue by.
By doing the same thing. I have been doing the same thing instead of everything that we had just talked about.
So this is the invitation to shift from below to above.
Okay.
So if you wanted to change your relationship with money or scarcity, I can take 100% responsibility for this by doing what? So this is the opportunity to go from below to above. So what is like one action step that you can come up with?
Learn what it is that is holding me back. Address that so it doesn't hold me back. Mm. Instead of doing the same thing, action step would be learning new tactics, implementing those tactics, because what I have been doing is not working. Mm.
So for an action step to happen, and I know you've struggled with this before, it's very specific. It's who's going to do what by when. So it needs to be a specific action step, because this is kind of the gold at the end of the rainbow. Like, as a result of us spending 30 or 45 minutes together, what's the one thing that you can do that is specific, that has kind of a time stamp on it and is within your control that you can do that we can maybe practice some accountability on if you're willing? Mm-hmm.
My first thought would be acceptance, accepting it, accepting where I'm at, accepting that I hold that anger and fear and resentment.
So what would that look like to do that?
Right.
What does that mean? What is one specific action step that you can take to accept yourself?
Learning to be okay with where I'm at.
And what would one action step be to do to help you learn how to do that? Can you think of anything? Because from above the line, you're open, you're curious, you're willing to learn, your creative juices are flowing. Below the line, you're closed, you're defensive, and you want to be right. So my invitation for you in this moment is, what is one action step that you can take that can be measured from a video camera that says, I am taking 100% responsibility for my relationship with this?
No. How do we measure that on a video camera?
Well, I think the idea is who's going to do what by when. So it's not like I can say, did you learn, Greg? How did you do learning this in the last week? You know, let's say we're talking a week from now and say, how did you learn? It's more like, is there something that you can specifically do? Can you, you know, clean up your balance statement? Can you do a better job of bookkeeping? Can you meditate certain amount of times a day? Like, there's all these different things that can be measured on whether or not you did or didn't do something in regards to your relationship with money. It could be you're going to go make more money, or you're going to spend less money, or something. So I'm trying to get you more into the action versus the internal dialogue in your mind.
Okay.
I'll ask it again. I can take 100% responsibility for this issue by.
How will meditation help this?
Acceptance. Sounds like you're having a hard time accepting yourself, right? Sometimes meditation helps acceptance.
Okay.
Maybe you meditate on accepting yourself. And this is just me. I don't have the answers. I believe that they need to come from you. And I believe you're trying your best from your head right now, which is fine. You're doing the best that you can in this now moment. But I do think that if you drop into your heart a little bit, some action steps will arrive. And it may be meditating. That was my idea. That doesn't necessarily mean it's what you should do. And I appreciate you asking that question. Like, how's that going to help my relationship with money? Well, it seems like if you've truly had a surrender, a deep acceptance that you actually do make enough money right now, then you'd be more likely to make a change in your relationship with it.
I feel like I have taken the action steps that we've already listed. Spending less, being more conscious of it, implementing different saving principles, which is like kind of going against.
Right. But here's the thing. Commitments are results. So your commitment right now is to, you know, my commitment right now is to weigh 168 pounds. And the reason I know is when I step on the scale, I'm 168 pounds. My commitment is I have this amount of money in my bank account. Where we started was your relationship with money. So right now you have a commitment to having a certain amount of money. And the way I know that is because you have a certain amount of money in your bank account. So that is what you are committed to. And when you say I've taken action steps, I believe you. I totally believe you. But it's not where you want to be. You want to be somewhere that you're not. You want to make more money. So the action steps that you've taken to get you where you are in this moment is great. There's nothing wrong with it. But now you want to make a shift. And it may not even be that you want to make more money. Maybe you want to gain more acceptance of the money that you make. I'm not saying that the goal of this is to make money at all. I'm actually think you'd get more work done of having some acceptance that everything is unfolding perfectly as it is right now in this moment. So, but I also know that there's some reality to your issue with money, and that you want to have more patience in your office and things like that. So it's really where you want to go with it. So I guess what I'm saying is, I know you've been doing certain steps, but that's where you are right now. Now, where are you going to move forward? What are you going to do differently? Because if you keep saying, well, I'm just going to do the same thing, keep doing the same thing, you're going to arrive in the same place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's the line? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Mm-hmm. So my invitation to you right now, as we're kind of closing up the session, is what are you going to do differently to get a different outcome?
Well, I don't know what I need to do differently, but I know that what I'm doing is not working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's one action step you can do to see how to gain more intuition, some more wisdom, some more tools in your toolbox to be better at what it is that you do? And it could be, like I said, on the surfacey level, which is how much money do I make? Or it could be deeper, saying, how do I deeper accept where I am right now in this moment? It, you get to decide that. It's not for me to decide for. I'm just giving you a few different options.
So one thing that I think everything in my life is results of something deeper. Everything where I'm at right now is not because of, I don't want to take it at face value. Mm-hmm. So I've been working with like several different health care and different types of providers to fix what I think is the underlying issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because the underlying issue, everything else will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what we're talking about, it sounds to me as if like I need to change more of the acceptance. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. So what would one action step be?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay. But from below the line, we say, I don't know from below the line, and that's fine. If you don't know, that's fine. I'm not trying to convince you to know, but I feel like if you're like, I don't know, you know, the story that I make up is that there's still a part of you that is resisting this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we need to kind of come full circle and just say, can you just accept yourself for being below the line? Because, you could actually get more learning from being below the line than pretending you're above the line. One bit of evidence that I have in whether or not somebody's below the line or above the line is when they, when I ask them what the action step is, they know it. It just comes to them. And right now you're kind of in a stuck place, which is fine. There's so much learning that you can do from being stuck and below the line. So, you know, at the risk of kind of giving you advice, which I try not to do in coaching sessions, I want the guys to kind of figure it out for themselves, is I feel like your work right now is the acceptance piece. And like I said, the only reason I feel that is because there is the evidence that I see is I say, what can you do? And you say, I don't know. Just tells me that you're below the line, and that's fine. Most of us, including me, reside below the line. So I feel like your work might be just to work on that acceptance. And I think your question is like, great, how do I do that?
That's exactly where I'm at.
Well, in an effort, I mean, there's so many things you can do to it. You can say, you can Google right now, how do I accept myself? And you'll get 15 different ideas. You can decide to pray or meditate on loving yourself. I don't know if you were at that tribe meeting that we did on self-compassion with Kristen Neff. We did that, I think, in November. There's worksheets that you can go through to work on accepting yourself. I can give you certain homework assignments to help you work on some of these acceptance pieces. So there's a lot of different things. And I'm more than willing as your coach to kind of give you some ideas if you can't come up with any, and maybe that will be your action step. If that feels right though, I kind of feel like I got to take my own responsibility. I feel like I'm doing a little too much talking, trying my best to kind of fix you, which is not, you know, I need to like take a breath of acceptance myself. Like I'm really trying to help you get to where you want to go, when maybe right now your work is to not go anywhere and just love exactly where you are in this now moment. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does make sense. But I've never done this before. I've never sat there and been like, you know what I need? I need to find out how to love myself. So like, I guess how I see it is that I've never like actually sat ever. Been like, I think I need to just kind of be cool with where I'm at, because for 33 years, that thought has never been in my mind.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't know how to make that not ingrained and then do something different. Well, probably the opposite of what I have been doing. But I feel as if telling myself just to be okay with where I'm at, that's like not an effective action step. That's not even an action step. Would you disagree with that?
I would. I think that sometimes the best action you can do is accepting where you are without doing anything. You know?
I mean, that's what it feels like I need. Me. That's what my thought. Because it's not just with money. It's with like everywhere in my life. I just need to be like, this is where I'm at.
Mm. Well, and the first willingness question I came up with is, are you willing to stop blaming and criticizing yourself and others and take 100% responsibility? You know, from my perspective, I still feel like you're blaming yourself a little bit. Tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I do feel like there's some self-criticism in there. And that's
relentless critic of myself.
So the first question I asked you in the willingness is, are you willing to stop blaming and criticizing yourself and others and take 100% responsibility? And you said, yes, I am willing. If we can redo this, I'd be like, are you sure about that? Because it sounds like you're not. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with saying no to any of those willingness questions. Right. What I shoot for is like authentic reveals. And if you're not willing to stop blaming yourself, just own that shit. You know what I mean? Like right now, in this now moment, I'm not willing to stop blaming myself. Like that's progress, to own that piece.
Am I willing to stop blaming myself or others?
I know you want to.
I do want to.
But are you willing to do that? And the way you know that is if you can do it. And if you find yourself blaming yourself, the answer is no, I'm not. And then there's a whole nother process we can go through to explore that. There's actually more learning that can come from being admitting you're below the line versus wanting to be above the line.
I think I'm wanting the ideal. So that's what I'm trying to get.
Right. But to have the ideal, you need to be willing to do the heavy lifting. And the very first step in the heavy lifting is, are you willing to stop blaming yourself?
Well, then I would guess, I would say probably no, because I've been doing this for not a long time. I've been working on this for a year. It seemed as though progress has not evolved.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like what we found out today, like for me, my takeaway for you is we did some exploration, and if we did nothing else on this call, is you figured out that you're not yet willing in this now moment to stop blaming yourself. And that for me is gold. Like that's a really important realization. And now you know where you need to work, which is self-judgment. And I'm more than happy to give you a website, Kristen Neff does stuff on self-compassion. And if we want to make an action step together and commit to it, that would be maybe a good first step to just continue to dig deeper on this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Are you good with that?
I am good with that.
I guess just to kind of close out, is there any other things that you feel were left unsaid, or is there any other questions you have about the exploration that we did?
So when I'm taking a look at the hero sheet,
yeah,
I also check a lot of those.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Can you give me a few?
Sure. So at any one point in time, I seek out uh problems to fix, indulge in food and drugs, organizing, achieving for approval, overworking, doing it right, sometimes procrastinating, sometimes withdrawing. So, I mean, that's just from.
That's just from Hero. So if we were to do this again, we could, there's a technique that we use called a persona interview, and we would pick one of those personas, you know, so go to Hero real quick. Okay. Which of the personas do you feel that you identify with at certain times?
Peacemaker.
Okay. So one thing that we could do, I mean, we're not going to do it today just because I want to be respectful of both of our times, but I would ask you to basically leave the room and let your peacemaker stay. So Greg leaves, but the peacemaker in Greg stays. And then we go through a series of questions to kind of help you explore more deeply how that part of your persona came to be and what it serves. And it may not make any sense to you right now, but if we were to do this again, which we may or may not, then that's another way that we can go. So there's all these different kind of paths, and really the final destination of where we want to go is have the awareness, where am I? And can I accept myself for where I am? If you can do those two things in relation to whatever it is you're struggling with, you're going to be in a much better place to, you know, drop some of the shit that you got when you were growing up. So,
okay.
So yeah, I guess for just as an action step, I'll send you a website. Actually, I'll give it to you right now.
Okay. You know, the reason why I brought up Hero is because when I was going on my rant, the victim and villain were held up.
Yeah.
Which I 100% take a look at those and yep, that I do that. I do a lot of those as well, but Hero was not. So I just want to make sure that.
Yeah. And sometimes we spend more time in the hero. Sometimes you spend more time in the villain. Sometimes you spend more time in the victim. So there's a little bit of all that. And you know, that's the thing, regardless of what you work on a session, whatever's coming to you in this now moment, it's an on-ramp to a deeper exploration of some of the things that makes you click. So anyways, so the website is self-compassion.org.
Okay.
And there's, if you click on the link practices, there's guided meditation, self-compassion exercises, and tips for practice. So if you're willing, give yourself a stretch as far as like how much time you want to spend on this in the next week or 2 weeks or a month or whatever. You get to decide, but this would be kind of a really good vehicle for you to kind of have some more awarenesses after the session. So can you come up with a stretch for yourself that can be measured in how you will continue to, you know, seek out and practice?
Mm-hmm. For the practices link, you said different meditations, different exercises.
I'll show it to you. Hang on a second.
Oh, okay.
Do you see that?
Yes.
So it's under practices. Here's guided meditations, self-compassion exercise, and then there's tips for practice. But let's go to exercises because that might be more advantageous for us. Hang on. So these are some of the things we did in that tribe meeting. And let's get rid of that. So there's 8 different exercises. And if I clicked on that first one, there's 4 steps. So that's just, there's 4 steps on how would you treat a friend. And that's just the first exercise. Which of these, maybe it's one of them, maybe it's 2 of them, maybe it's all of them, which of these are you willing to do and by when?
I will do one per week.
One per week for how many weeks?
8 weeks.
Okay. So you will go through one exercise a week starting today, April 5th, and you will do another of these 8 exercises for week 2 and so on and so forth. Yeah. And to take 100% responsibility, will you email me your specific stretch and let me know what you need in terms of support or accountability in that regard?
Okay.
And when would you email me by? As far as just so I know how to hold you accountable for what it is you're committing to.
Yeah. I can email you. I will email you today.
So you'll email me by midnight tonight.
Yes. And awesome. what you want is what I'm doing once a week. What am I emailing you?
You're going to email me saying I'm going to do one exercise a week for 8 weeks. And I would like to ask for zero support and accountability, or I would like you to check on me once a week, or I would like you to check on me once a month in regards to these exercises.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
And you got the website?
Yes, self-compassion.org.
Yep, that's it.
Cool.
Okay, brother. Thank you for going on this miniature journey with me. And I'm sure we'll be talking sometime soon, all right?
Sounds good.
Namaste, my brother.
Yep, thanks, Dad.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.